Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, royalty is in the building. We are delighted to be joined now on 98FM by the newly selected Dublin Rose for 2025 ahead of this year's Rose of Tralee. Adele Cronin, you are very welcome to 98FM.
Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you for having me.
I bowed when you entered. Come here to me. First off, obsessed with Rose of Tralee, have been, danced in it as a child many, many moons ago. So I've been at the festival, I can feel it. What inspired you to enter the Rose of Tralee?
I suppose everyone has a nanny story at home as well. So the nannies always got us going. I want to say my nanny, she was a proud Dublin woman and she just loved the Rose of Tralee, no more than my own mum. And she just always said, I'd love to see you on that now. And she passed away in 2020. So I always tried to make it happen. And here I am.
Here you are.
She would be so proud
of you.
She'd
be so happy,
We kind of have to address the elephant in the room that you are not from Dublin. Exactly. You are from Galway. Adele, you're now the 2025 Dublin Rose. How did this happen?
Well, I'm actually very proud to be representing Dublin. I'm actually from Connemara in Galway.
Okay.
But my entire family are from Talla. So
Yup, Talla.
Yup, Talla.
What part of Talla?
Aylesbury.
You're only up the road from me, hon. God, it's like being in Australia where you bump into an Irish person. No, Talla.
You'll always find the connections.
Funny. So that's where the connection comes from.
Exactly, yeah. So I moved up to Dublin about 2 years ago now, and I'm living in Terenure. So I just love it so much. I had to move up for work, and it's just been the best choice ever.
And if they try to put a Dublin jersey on you, are you okay with that?
I'm delighted. I'm delighted for my mum. My mum just been throwing her jerseys at me there.
Do you think it'll be a point of contention with the people down in Galway? Would they be like, oh?
Well, they kind of have to accept me now.
100%. Look, I think it's important to touch on, you know, you are a Rose. You're a very, very smart lady. But also, there's your career itself, right? That's impressive alone. You're 25 years of age. You've 3 degrees.
Yes.
I haven't got one, and I'm older than you. I can barely spell degree.
So there's still time.
What do you do for a living?
So I work in the forecourts as a judicial assistant, and it's been the best year and a half, 2 years up there already nearly. So I did my math. I kind of did everything back in Galway before I made the big move, because I just thought might as well stay in my home house while I could for as long as possible. Yeah. But as soon as I moved up, I went hell for leather in the forecourts. Basically, what I do is I'm the judge's assistant, and I help him with research and bringing him to and from court, and I help him out with the judgments a bit, so that's kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that is so impressive. And you're a Gaelgore as well.
I'm a Gaelgore too. So.
I read something that you're trying to get yourself registered on the list of Irish speakers within the courts.
Yeah, so that's my aim. So hopefully this year now, I'll be going into the King's Inns, and I want to study part-time and get the BL so I can maintain my role as a judicial assistant for another good bit, because I just love it so much. But there is like a class within the King's Inns, like you're actually made to take it as Gaelga, but you don't actually have to do an exam in it. But if you do the advanced class and you do an exam in it, you're automatically put on the roll for registered Irish speaking barristers. So that's there's only like less than maybe 30, I want to say. I could be wrong. Someone's probably going to text me now and tell me I'm wrong. But it's very low anyways, from what I know.
And we all see the massive two nights that go on television, you know, our old pal Dahi O'Shea takes the reins on it. But we don't know what actually happens behind the scenes a lot of the time. Somebody like me doesn't know. But your journey is starting now. Like you've kind of been full into this. What are some of the roles and kind of the things that you have to do as a Rose?
So there's a few duties. I mean, like this week now, I'm only over past a week of being selected, and the week has just been bizarre. So I'm kind of glad I got to have maybe 4 days off just chilling, because I got a sinus infection in the middle of it all.
Oh no!
Yeah, so the minute I stopped working. I've had a good few social events. I went to Taste over the weekend. That was unreal. I went with Casey as well. So we had a ball and we went around to every stall possible. But it's basically like picking up as much as possible just to get out to people and just chat to them. And I just love talking to people. so it's just getting out as much as possible. Those kind of duties before Tralee. And it's just all ahead, I suppose. I can't even comprehend what's going to happen next.
I know. And that's the excitement of
it. Exactly.
What was the selection process itself like?
Yeah, so I was quite late coming in. So the girls, I think, were doing things since February or March, socialising, which was so nice to see. But because of my work, I was so busy, I couldn't commit until probably, I think it was the beginning of May is when I had my first social outing. And it was unreal. I felt a little bit kind of shy going in, but I just gelled with everyone very quickly. So that was really nice. But the process then is like your first interview, and then your group interview, and then you have your stage presence. So I don't know what I did. I can't tell you.
Are you planning ahead now for August? Like, do you know what your talent is? Because I know that some of the most pulled social clips on the days following are, like, you know, a girl in a dress dancing to Maniac 2000, which I find iconic. 10 points for me.
Yes.
Have you started to think about those sorts of things, or have you got it, like, solidified down that you know what you're doing?
I half and half have it solidified, I want to say. I sang on the selection night, so I'm hoping to sing again.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to maybe stick with the option I had first, which was Dreams Fleetwood Mac, but I'm not sure. Oh. We'll have to see.
It all depends on licensing and things like that.
Yeah, so we'll just have to see how we go. But it's very exciting.
Ooh. A lot of people think when it comes to the Rose of Tralee as well, that it's quite an old fashioned thing because it has been around for so long. Mm-hmm. I think nearly coming up to 70 years now.
Yeah.
What would you say to those people that have that opinion that, you know, oh, it's the lovely girls competition?
Yeah, sure. Loads of my family abroad are like, I mean, everyone's always been so stoked for me in the last week, but they're like, okay, the pageant. I'm like, what pageant? So I've had to educate a few of them at home, saying, well, you know, it's more about women and their how they've come so far in life with work and their determination, and basically just celebrating women, I think, and their stories.
Yeah. That's great.
Lastly, Adele, what would you want to achieve when it comes to being in a Rose? Like, what is the top tier moment for you? Obviously, to win, you want to take home.
Well, I mean, being the Dublin Rose as enough as it is has really given me such a great feeling of just excitement, and I'm just so proud to be representing Dublin, because in my own right, I feel so proud to be a Dublin woman as well. You know, because of my nanny and my mammy. So that's definitely the pinnacle of it for me right now.
Well, all I'll say is yup, Tala. It's all there in the square. Adele Cronin, thank you so much for joining us on 90FM.
You're going to be the most amazing Dublin ambassador. We can't wait to watch you on the television August. Enjoy all your Rose duties before then, after then, and we'll be following along on the journey. Thank you so much for joining us here on 90FM.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
I don't know if you saw this, but two Irish sisters, Aoife and Lisa O'Rourke, won gold medals for Ireland at the World High Rocks Championships on Sunday, just gone.
Good
fair
for them.
Fair play to them. For anyone that doesn't know, because I feel like High Rocks is kind of this buzzword at the moment that is floating around, and people are like, I think I know what it is, but I'm not entirely sure. So basically, it's a competitive fitness race that combines running with functional workout stations like sled pushes, rowing, burpees. Basically, it's designed to test your strength, endurance, and speed. Is this something that you would do? Because I've seen people do High Rocks, and I've watched videos. I know what it's about. Would you do it?
No, like, my first ever personal trainer, Lee Doherty, lovely man, gave me the love of like slam balls and burpees and stuff like that, because I did find it was building my stamina and stuff like that. But would I want to travel to Barcelona to do it with a load of other people taking my top off? I'm okay. I'm
really?
Very okay.
Because you are very into your fitness. You're in the gym every single morning before work. So that's actually kind of interesting that you wouldn't take part in it. Now, from what I've seen, all that I can do is commend the people that take part.
Of course.
Because I look and I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Now, I probably could.
Yeah.
If I trained a little bit, I probably could in theory. My body would let me. I just don't know if I would want to put myself through that.
So is there an alternative then for us to do?
Well, if it's called High Rocks, maybe we think more along the more mundane, everyday tasks.
Okay.
Do we call it Low Rocks?
I'm here for a Low Rocks.
So let's think about the things that we do every single day that don't take as much energy, but that you could definitely put a stopwatch on and time yourself doing.
I am howling. So you're saying, if you're not a fan of Low Rocks, say you're a mammy of three kids and you've got a busy, busy schedule.
Yeah.
You can also take part in Low Rocks, because I'm putting you to the test to set a timer to change the bed sheets.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
How long do you reckon it'll take?
Oh,
are you quick now?
Are we talking
sheets?
The duvet? Or are we talking the whole thing?
Everything. Pillows, cushions, the whole thing.
Oh, I want to give you 7 minutes. Oh, is that too long?
I thought that was too long.
Oh,
if you
all
were
right.
doing this right, you do this, you know, mundanely each time. If there was a clock on you, don't you think you'd be a bit more like, let's go?
Well, because I have 6 pillows to cover.
Never mind.
Do you know what I mean?
So you're like one of those people. Another one could be emptying the dishwasher.
Or filling the dishwasher.
Because I think I'm quite good. I did this in my house last night. Mm. And as I was filling the dishwasher, you know, everything was kind of finding its place. It's basically like playing Jenga. And I was like, quite good at this, actually. I'm really good at, you know, making everything find its place.
But you would have to do it like that. You'd have to really, like, fix everything and put it in the right place, because you couldn't just be, if that was me and I was competing against you,
lashing it in.
I'd be like, I'd be at a Greek wedding. I'd just be throwing plates inside the thing.
Smash, smash, smash. Another one. Oh, this is good. This actually might be a very good one. What about filling your car with fuel?
With petrol? Like,
yeah.
That's it. But you're just standing there. I like the idea of it.
Okay, here's the challenge of it.
Right.
You have to get it on the 00 mark.
Oh.
Yes.
Another one for you. Folding clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And they have to be folded so the judge decides whether that's a good thing or not.
As in presentation matters here.
Listen, there's two dishwashers upstairs. I think we go upstairs and just do this as a challenge.
Are we actually making Low Rocks a thing?
I think we're making Low Rocks a thing.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.